This is ATS member Freedom ERP, and for the next few minutes I want to talk to you about nationalisation, something that if you live in certainly the United Kingdom or the US, we've got fairly used to. Our governments have decided to spend billions of pounds of our money, or billions of dollars of US taxpayers' money, in nationalising or bailing out the banks. They told us they felt they had to, because if they didn't, things would go dramatically wrong and the whole global economy would grind to a halt. But hey, that's not what I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about nationalisation of power generation. I'm sure some of you are sort of going, power generation? But these were all owned in the public domain before Margaret Thatcher came to power, and or been potentially sold off. Well, before you sort of look to the switch and say, I'm not going to listen anymore, hear me out. Give me a few minutes. There's a reason why I think we probably do need to take some of the power generation companies back into state ownership. It's because will private companies that are solely focused on generating shareholder revenue and profits actually be interested in taking the big investment hits and costs to maybe create greener energy? Well, bottom line is, they're not going to. They'll of course have public affairs departments, and they'll have their senior management saying, yes, green is important, it's something we want to do. But how many of them privately in the boardrooms will actually turn round among themselves or with their principal shareholders, which could either be you and I, our pension funds, or even a parent company, and say, I don't want to declare any dividends. I don't want to make any profits for the next 10 years. I want to solely invest in green technology. Guess what's going to happen? First of all, from a pensions point of view, the pension companies are probably going to think it's time to change the management or take their investments out of Company A and put them into Company B. That has its own issues. Then, if they're part of a corporation and they're a subsidiary, head office, corporate office are going to turn around and look at them and say, don't think so, chaps. Guess what? It's not going to happen. The only way I can see that we can encourage energy companies to invest the huge sums of money, and probably on a magnitude with the money that the UK government and the US government have frittered away on bailing out some rather inept and cretinous fat cat bankers who just wanted to make money, they could probably pay for a huge amount of technology, bigger investment in R&D budgets for cleaner energy. Let's think about this one. What power generation company is going to turn around and say, I know, I'm going to buy and give to every one of my customers two types of solar panels, one that generates hot water and one that generates electricity? No one's going to do that unless they're either forced to by government or government say, this is what we are going to do. Who is going to spend the time and money in spending the billions of pounds that are required to potentially look at different fuel sources, to really invest in biomass, to really invest in wind, to really invest in solar power, to really invest in wave technology? And then you have to sort of think about, well, what are we going to do in the meantime? Well, are we going to rely on energy coming in from foreign climes where maybe there could be political and economic reasons why energy might not come to us? You only have to look at some parts of Eastern Europe in the last winter that had their fuel cut off, their gas cut off. So there are some other reasons why we need to do this one, because I have to say it concerns me that a great deal of the electrical energy generated in the United Kingdom is generated by foreign companies, companies that have been allowed quite by our governments for whatever reasons to buy up these generators. One of the biggest generators is French. So it's not really a problem, but doesn't really give us energy security. And also, no company wants to spend the billions of pounds on really investing in green technology. That is something I say governments should do. They should say, guess what, we are going to nationalize the electrical generation companies and the electrical distribution companies, with the sole objective of taking all of their surpluses, all of their profits, and reinvesting it into green technology, wind, solar, wave, whatever other energy sources people come up with, and say this is what needs to be done. And there's some other advantages I see of nationalisation, and to be honest, I'm not a big proponent of nationalisation, but I think this is one that, if you think about it, is probably a sensible thing to do. The other one that it would do could also kick start R&D projects. If all of a sudden hundreds of millions of pounds are made available from government to give to our universities, our colleges, our educational institutions and our research companies, of course this has to be done in the United Kingdom. Look at the kickstart that gives, and then off the back of those R&D organisations typically become the small manufacturing organisations that may well grow into larger manufacturing companies. So in some respects it helps our economy. So there you are. That's why I think we really ought to have a serious discussion about nationalising energy and electricity and gas and potentially coal production and distribution in the United Kingdom. If you agree with me, hey, come on the thread, say so. If you disagree, I'd be more than willing to hear what you've got to say, and hey, I'm quite happy to enter into a debate with you. This is ATS member Freedom ERP.